thing that rocks.
All right, good morning. 642, Brock, Hunter. What's up? Apparently, everyone is concerned about us over that last break. I just got like 8 messages. Like, whoa, everything all right? Jeez, guys.
Who's been texting you?
Just everybody. Chris Harry, he literally said, that escalated quickly, LOL. Don't worry, mommy and daddy are just fighting over sports like mommy and daddy do. That's what old married couples do.
Absolutely. Yeah, when it's done and over with, you got to give it.
I still hate you.
But the show goes on.
It goes on. It must go on. Make sure you stick around for next hour sports when I'm sure the yelling will get even louder because everyone will be up at that point.
I'm going to effing yell at you so much.
I'm going to rip your face right off. Let's get to it because we're behind schedule after our 9-minute rant. Let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
And rock history, of course. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, the Whitesnakes tour schedule canceled due to singer David Coverdale's having to undergo hernia surgery, not to mention the COVID-19 pandemic. The band is filling the void with a new album. The rock album, that's what it's called, the rock album, contains 16 remixed and remastered versions of their best rock songs. It's the first release in their Red, White, and Blues trilogy, a series of albums organized by musical themes, love songs Red, the rock album White, and the blues album Blue. The rock album will be available June 19th on CD and as a double LP white vinyl set as well as through streaming services. It contains the debut of Always the Same, an unreleased song that was recorded during the 2019 sessions for the Flesh and Blood album and is now available at streaming services.
Where do you order CD? Can you get CDs from like Amazon?
I honestly don't know.
Because you can't really go anywhere. I mean, you can't really go anywhere.
At this point, that has to be, I mean, you know, obviously you can still go to all your big box stores that have like the $5 bin and stuff. But besides that, though, it's not like those old penny catalogs we used to get where you could get like, you know, 30 CDs you remember those?
You're right. Yeah. Even so, though, are the big box stores getting new CDs or aren't they trying to weed out the CD section? Like, I wonder if they're updating the.
Every time I've gone, I've seen CDs and like new CDs and they have the new section and then they have all the other stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. Hey, you think at this point, if Best Buy's not doing it, I don't know if anybody else is going to be doing it when it comes to music. But anyway, look for some new Whitesnake coming out very soon. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this date, 1950, the legendary guitarist Peter Frampton was born in Beckenham, England. Obviously, his biggest album, Frampton Comes Alive, came out in 1976 and stayed number one for a long time.
Talking guitar guy?
Yeah, talking guitar. Wow. Everyone lost their minds when he did that. He made his guitar talk, man. All right, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Brock.